Just hours after Vermont Governor Phil Scott signed gun restriction measures into law yesterday, a panel of the Vermont Supreme Court made a decision in the case of the teenager who, in part, sparked the process that led to the passage of those gun control bills. The court ruled that 18-year-old Jack Sawyer cannot be held without bail. He's accused of plotting to commit a mass shooting at his former high school, Fairhaven Union High School, and he's charged with attempted murder, among other charges. VPR's Henry Epp spoke to reporter Gordon Dracillo, who's been covering the case for the Rutland Herald.
So, Gordon, what was the court's reasoning for siding with Jack Sawyer?
The court's reasoning was based on about 100-plus years of precedent going back to the case of a inmate who was convicted of attempted escape. He'd gotten a buddy to smuggle him in some saw blades, but it was thrown out because they caught him before he actually started sawing anything. So the center point of the law is that preparations are not an attempt. Beyond that, there was also a lot of talk about abandonment. They noted that Sawyer had not gotten to the point where he could have just given up his plans and not shot anybody, and that they stopped short of declaring that to be the standard, but it did play a role in their thinking.
Okay, and so what was the state's argument to keep Jack Sawyer held without bail in this case?
The state's argument was sort of twofold. Part of it was that Sawyer's preparations were so extensive that the case was very much unlike any of the precedents that the defense was pointing to. And part of it was an argument that setting the bar for an attempt that high would make it impossible for police to do what they did in this case, which is stop an alleged attack before it happened.
On the opposing side of this, Jack Sawyer's defense argued successfully in this case. Why did they say he should go free, at least for now, on bail?
Because under a strict reading of Vermont's laws, it looks like he didn't actually attempt anything. It's usually, you know, when I've covered an attempted murder case, a trigger is pulled. The hand holding the knife is swung, or at least held up to a neck. He didn't do any of that. He didn't shoot it at anyone. He didn't point a gun at anyone. He didn't show up at the school. And they were arguing that the way Vermont's attempt laws are written, none of that is an attempt.
So what is next for Jack Sawyer, and what's next for this case?
Well, what's next for him is there will have to be a bail hearing because it's been sent back to the trial court for further proceedings. The state will probably seek to have him held on substantial bail. If he does make bail or if he's freed without it, there are a number of conditions of release that could be placed on him, like a 24/7 curfew that would, in theory, you know, help the state keep a closer eye on him. Beyond that, there's a motion to dismiss pending, and all of the arguments to date that have been made on that motion are identical to the ones that have been made in this motion. So it will be interesting to see if it plays out the same way. We could see the entire case thrown out.
Gordon Dracillo is a reporter for the Rutland Herald. Gordon, thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you.